Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show here on this Friday evening. It's rainy. It's chilly. It's cool. But nonetheless, we've got Twins baseball. Pre-game starts at 6:30. First pitch at 7:10. Me and Christopher Tubbs, we both anticipate it could be a lengthy evening with maybe some weather delays. We'll see how things shake out. We will continue to monitor the situation the entire evening. But we got you covered for the next 30 minutes, and we'll get into Twins. And then a little bit later in the evening, whenever that is, we will get into final pitch and hopefully talk about a Twins victory over the Cleveland Guardians. But I wanted to start tonight's show with a topic that I've talked about before that impacts all of us, and it's drinking and driving, okay? Those individuals out there that get DUIs, those individuals out there that unfortunately drink and drive and they take lives. And there's an interesting story that I saw earlier today in the Minnesota Star Tribune that has me questioning the impact of how much of an impact that a mourning family can have or should have with regards to giving out a sentence in criminal cases like this. So the report is about a gentleman by the name of Darren Andrew Tenney of New Richmond, Wisconsin. He was sentenced Wednesday in St. Louis County District Court after he pleaded guilty to two counts of criminal vehicular homicide in connection with the crash on September the 9th of 2023 that killed Madison Joy Warren, 23, of Oakdale, and Joseph David Trowbridge, 23, of Woodbury. Okay? He was nearly 1.5 times over the legal limit for driving in Minnesota with his blood alcohol content. The story is that Mr. Tenney was driving. His two best friends were killed. Okay? And that's, it's horrible for the families that lost those gentlemen. And it's horrible for Mr. Tenney. Like, when you know that your friends are gone forever, and it was because you made a bad choice and a bad decision, you know that's going to haunt him for the rest of his life. I don't think that anybody out there really would dispute that. Okay, it's reasonable to think that that's the case. Okay, now Judge Leslie Byers set aside up to 8 years in prison and opted for Tenney to be jailed for 4 months. Okay, forget about 8 years, 4 months. Byers also ordered Tenney to serve 5 years probation and perform 100 hours of community service. Now, the defense attorney, Eric Olson, argued for his for leniency in a court filing ahead of sentencing, pointing out that Tenney had no serious criminal history record prior to the crash and has been dedicated to treatment for alcohol abuse since the deaths of two of his best friends. Okay. Also, Olson also wrote that the parents of the victims called for no prison time for Tenney. Jason Trowbridge told the probation officer that he believes the emotional torment that Tenney feels on a daily basis is more than enough punishment for his actions. Okay. Now, the attorney for Mr. Warren's mother, Tina Cermak, made the same point to the probation officer, saying that what Tenney continues to go through is way worse than any prison sentence he could receive. So this is, in summarizing this, you've got a 25-year-old man who had two of his best friends with him, both 23. He's drinking, driving. He causes a crash. He lives through it. his two of his best friends, they both perish. Terrible incident, terrible tragedy. Never should have happened. The parents don't want to see him go to prison, okay, for what occurred. And I totally understand that. I really do. But I've said this, and the point that I've made before is that I think in society as a whole, we still just don't take drinking and driving seriously. We just don't. It happens way too often, and people still die, and we just don't, because I think that we're too lenient with how we address it, with the penalties. In this particular case, you have two families that are mourning, which we would all mourn. And I think that we all as a community are mourning, right? But I'm not sure that I would agree with the family having that amount of impact with regards to the sentencing. Not because I don't want them to have any say. That's not the point of this. But when we're too lenient with handing down a sentence, we all lose as a society. I truly do believe that. I'd love to get some reaction on this at 651-461-9226. Not to say that this person is a horrible human being and that they won't be a better person out of this. But I think that at some point, consequences are consequences. And I'm not saying that those families don't have a right to have some say, but this is a tough one, Chris. This really is a tough one for me because I look at this and the justification for no jail time is what? That he's mourning the loss of his two best friends? Is that enough? This has got me kind of in a weird place.
Normally, I would say, Henry, that I think that they should be a little harder with the punishment. But I think the parents having a say, the parents of the victims weighing in about someone who was likely, you know, someone that was very involved in their life too, because these were his friends.
For sure.
If they come out and they're like, hey, we don't want any prison time for him, then I think that has to hold to weight. This is not the defense, you know, saying we absolutely want less time for him. This is not the judge saying, I don't think this isn't a serious penalty. But when I think you have to look at everything case by case, and if both of the parents are sympathetic to this,
yeah,
then I have a tendency to lean, why are you going to punish someone who was a friend of theirs? And they all realize it was just a horrible tragedy. I
totally agree with all of that. But I guess what I'm saying is, are we going to do this every time that there's a situation like this?
Well, no.
This is not the first or the last time that this is going to happen, where you're going to have people advocating for people. My overarching question about this case, is it for me to be harsh on this gentleman that made this mistake? But how much of an impact should the mourning families have? Like, everybody should have some say. But if we're looking at 8 years versus advocating for no jail time, what in the middle should we actually go with?
See, and that's
because it is, you hit something on the head, which I kind of was leaning into on the front end of this. This is a case by case, but to me, it kind of sets up a kind of a dangerous precedent where, are we going to start looking at other situations like this where let's say like you've got three young ladies that are in a car,
mm-hmm,
and they're, someone's texting and driving, and then they die. And then, I mean, do we let those other parents, they're mourning? Do we let everybody off the hook? I think it's a slippery slope.
Well, it's everybody's going to mourn, but then it's all about how the parents are feeling. Everybody's going to mourn. Some parents, if something like that happened to my child and I lost her, and I had to look at one of her friends that did that, I got to be completely honest. I like to think that I would be forgiving, but I don't know. And I don't know that every parent would be as forgiving and saying, hey, you know what? No prison sentence. I'm sure there are parents out there that are like, you know what? Yeah, I know you were friends, but at the same time, this was a mistake that you made and you have to pay your penance. So I think the way that they handled it, even though they're mourning, I think the sympathy that they had for the offender, for the young man, the 25-year-old, I think that holds a significant amount of weight. Not every parent's going to be like that.
But this is the thing, and I want to get to text and maybe phone calls on the other side of a break. 651-461-9226. What I am saying, people, just so we're clear here, is I am not saying that the mourning family should not have say. But when we do this, and it happens time and time again, because it's not the first time this has happened, this will not be the last.
Correct.
You get to being in a situation, though, where everybody's impacted by this. When you're too lenient, everybody's impacted by this. People in Minnesota are impacted by this. It doesn't matter where you, like, that's the part that I'm trying to really bring to the table, is that it's not just at this particular point when the person is advocated for by those two families. Yes, they are advocating for that person's life. But when the actual sentencing comes out, that impacts everybody, whether you want to acknowledge it or not. 651-461-9226. Your text, your phone calls, we'll take them. We'll do that next here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We all lose when we're too lenient with sentencing for certain offenses. We just are. 651-461-9226. And yes, I'm taking into account that you've got two families that are grieving loved ones. You got a family that is praying and understandably, you know, hoping and wishing the best for their loved one who made the terrible decision of drinking and driving that led to the two deaths. I totally get that. But I really, this really goes into the point that I've been driving home for the last couple of years. I just don't think that in our country enough we take drinking and driving seriously. We just don't. I've been to a funeral where a young person in high school who had their whole entire life ahead of them was involved in being absolutely crushed and killed in an accident, what was it, like 20 years ago now, where the offender was high and drunk. And they lived, of course. And this was a different situation because it wasn't like they were friends or knew each other or anything like that, whatever. But I'll never, ever forget that. I'll never, ever forget that. The text line. Drinking and driving punishment in this country is a joke. From the 763. From the 507. Henry, I'd have to agree with you. Family input should have some input, but not 100%. Say maybe 25%. From the 612, Henry, you're in the right mind. The offense might have the consequences of, must have the consequences of the law. The age indicates the individual knows the situation. Call a cab. That can be said of all three. Yes, it is tragic, although there needs to be consequences. So that's realistically where I'm at, Chris, with this. It's a very unfortunate situation. And I understand. And look, I'll give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And even if it was me, would I probably advocate for being more lenient? Yes. But only to a point.
See, I don't know that I would. And it's what I said. You said
you'd be a little bit more lenient, though.
No, I didn't. I said that I don't know how I would react. I would like to think that I would react, but I don't know. If somebody took my daughter away from me, I don't know how I would react. I can honestly say that, and that's being real.
But this is what I'm advocating. I can't say that I would react the same way as the other two families because everybody's relationships are different.
Oh, sure.
I'm gonna acknowledge that clearly their relationship and their love for this young man is strong. But I can't sit here because to me, when we say we're gonna push aside an 8-year sentence and we're talking about 4 months, to me that is a slap on the wrist and that's letting people off the hook.
Here's the thing: we can be outraged about it, and we can be upset, and we can be frustrated. If the victims' families are okay with the sentencing, and the judge is okay with it, then we can have all of the conversations that we want. But if we're not in that situation, I don't know, even if we consider it to be wrong, I guess it's ultimately not our decision because the next situation.
That's not the way to look at it, though. That's because I'm not outraged. I'm not outraged. But I think you're kind of missing my point a little bit. By letting people slide, that doesn't just impact those people that are involved immediately in the situation. It impacts us all. Don't you see that?
I do. Because you've now set a precedent for something like this. And that is a slippery slope because the next judge may not view it the same way. You may have had the judge have the sympathy and you've got the victim statements. You got everything that lined up for a minimal sentence in this case. The next one, you may have the sympathetic family, but you may have a hardline judge, or you may have a softer judge, but the victim's families are going to be a little... I don't want to say, offended, but you're going to have they're going to be a little more aggressive in terms of the punishment is what I'm saying. So I'm not saying
this is a tough one. This is a tough case. When I saw this earlier today and I read it, I was like, man, this, oof, I don't know how to feel about all
this. Yeah. And I I'm in the minority and that's okay. I will continue to stay in this because I don't want to make a bad situation worse by punishing this young man. We can look at this as a societal issue.
Is that what we're doing? As communities where we have consequences and we have laws, would we be making that person's life worse off, or would we just be adhering to the actual laws itself?
Well, according to the victim's families, you would be making this individual's life worse because you're giving him prison time that neither one of them, even though they lost their children, neither one of those families wanted to make this more untenable by having that young man spend some time in prison.
Yeah, according to those two families, yeah.
Yeah, and again, that's why this is a case-by-case basis. And that's what makes it hard. Again, every situation, there may be one or two factors that are different and that could change the entire scope of everything. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't look at this as a serious issue and be a little more aggressive and, when we're punishing people and, make sure that we make sure that they really understand that this is wrong and we punish them for their wrongdoings. But at the same time, I don't want to sit here and make an example out of this young man when those two families don't feel like it's necessary.
Yeah, I don't think that I would view it differently. I don't think that we're making an example out of them. I think, two people died. So I don't think we're making an example out of this individual. I think that we're looking at it and we're talking about precedents and we're talking about this will go down as something that other people will look at. And yes, there's case by case situations, but you kind of set up a precedent here too, where at least in my opinion, there will be another incident like this that occurs. And I don't want people jumping on the bandwagon saying, well, look at this. Look how this judge dealt with this, whatever. This should be how it goes down, because no, it shouldn't be that way. But you know?
Yeah, but I mean, this was this judge taking all of this into account again. You might not get this judge again with this situation. So,
and I do want to say with those two families, the families of Mr. Warren and also Mr. Trowbridge, man, that is so much love that they have for this other young man. Seriously, that is a lot of love that they're showing him. Anyway, coming up next, we got Twins pregame. I will talk to you after the game. We may have some rain, but we'll be here all night, and we'll do Final Pitch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.